FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
This is Second Amendment Radio, a program that delivers updates on firearm news and answers some of your questions related to the matter. Now, alongside Aaron Tarlow, here is the host of Second Amendment Radio, Tony Colombo.
Hello and welcome to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here. My partner Aaron Tarlow staring at me. Looking like he has something to say.
I do.
Go ahead.
Good music today. I was getting ready to start really rocking it out, and then
I'm the best.
I'm
owning it.
Yeah.
You're getting better with recommendations.
Yeah. I don't know. Nobody recommended this to him.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he's been following me on Facebook or something.
He trolled you, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah.
When did he troll me?
Just now.
Oh.
He played a song that you didn't know, and you were like, oh, we're going to have bad music again.
Oh, yeah.
And he starts the show with Smashing Pumpkins.
Right.
He gotcha.
You know, which is good, because I kind of had that flashback to, you know, I'm on the high seas fighting whalers, Japanese whalers.
Hey, Foo Fighters is great.
Foo Fighters is good.
Yeah.
That's literally who that was.
That's what that was.
Yeah, but that's like probably new Foo Fighters. I'm pretty
no. Oh. We'll have
wow.
We'll get rid of that.
Yeah. I'm old school.
Yes, you are old school. So, welcome in to another edition of Second Amendment Radio. Like I said, Aaron Tarlow, my partner, the owner of Southern Armory, is here. Our producer, Chad Ellis. We are also going to be joined a little bit later on with our friend Austin Peterson. He makes his return to Second Amendment Radio and the St. Louis airwaves. Austin, of course, was a Senate candidate, U.S. Senate candidate in 2016, ran as a Republican. Austin is a Libertarian, but he was running as a Republican, taking on Josh Hawley, made a lot of news during that campaign. He famously was thrown off of Facebook.
Yeah.
As you have been, my friend.
I feel his pain, believe me.
When he was giving away a
3D printer.
He's given away guns on Facebook, and he's given away the 3D printer that, and I think the instructions to 3D print a firearm, and that got him in some trouble as well. His number one issue when he was running for Senate was Second Amendment rights.
Yep, I agree.
Gun rights, yes.
And there's been a lot. I've got several news stories to discuss. And actually, last week I said, hey, we're going to be doing like a midweek, you know, news review on firearm stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that this week.
That's good.
Yeah, it was like 45 minutes to an hour. And
I love it.
Talked about several different bills and, you know, threw the links up in the Facebook feed. And
that's great.
We had people joining us. Piper made her debut.
Oh, beautiful.
On there. Yeah, it was a good time. And then you hear her occasionally like falling in the background. I'm like, maybe we need to do this earlier in the day when you're not a little drunk midget.
I was going to say, she's been drinking.
Well, she's tired, and when she gets tired, she falls. And you
that's
know, if
funny.
You, if you have kids, you totally understand that.
Super cute.
I don't know about cute, but...
Well, maybe not for dad, it wasn't cute.
Yeah, there's
was,
some... There's
but I
some,
bet it was pretty cute.
There's been some goose eggs. I'm just like, oh, man, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they basically wear a helmet. So,
oh, my gosh.
I mean, you know, that head is pretty sturdy.
Oh, my gosh. My youngest is just really... It hasn't had recently, but, man, he's run just head first into
tables.
Chairs and tables and everything else. And
'tis the age.
Think, dang. But they bounce back.
Yeah, they do. I mean, the swelling goes down pretty quick, and
it
is what it is.
Yep. So definitely keep an eye on the Second Amendment Radio and the Southern Armory Facebook pages for those cool articles that Aaron pops up throughout the week and those live streams, those Facebook Live videos that he does. I know that somebody had tweeted me over the week, this past week, asking about an AR build video.
Uh-huh.
And I said to go on the Southern Armory Facebook page and look through the videos because there might already be one there. And if there's not, send Aaron a message and say, hey, I'd like to watch you build an AR, and I bet you he does it for you. So,
yeah. And we've done several. We had the most recent one on there was like just a nightmare. Like, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, that's the one you had.
Oh, yeah, I had it in the live stream because like, Aaron was getting ready to start cussing.
Yeah.
Not like cussing like an adjective like with my F-bomb earlier, but like.
But that was because of parts, right?
Yeah, it was parts. And he just, the customer had gotten online and said, all these parts look cool. And I mean, yeah, maybe he's right, but they didn't really work together
too
well.
You had to call the manufacturer and get new parts, didn't you?
Yeah, on at least one. One of the parts had to call the manufacturer and get a new part because it needed to be warranted out. It was out
of
spec.
Which happens.
It does. Mm-hmm. And if he would have bought it through us, then, you know, it would have been a lot easier. But he bought it independent and then brought everything to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we still said, well, you know, you need to give us receipts and contact info for the manufacturer. And he just goes, well, just get an email spec up or anybody will warranty it out. We're like, no.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, it's this particular company will warranty it out.
And, go to Southern Armory. They've right. got your back.
And literally, so it took a ton of time to get that part warrantied out because he didn't buy it through us. Even though we called and did everything else, if he would have bought it through us, we would have had the original receipt, right? Mm-hmm. We would have had we know who our manufacturers we purchased from are, so we would have had contact info. We wouldn't have had to call a general number. We could have just contacted, you know, Steve at warranty service or whatever, mm-hmm. and we'd have been done with. And we would have been a lot quicker. So then he's calling us, goes, will the part come in yet? It's like, no, dude. Like, you know, they're giving us a hard time. You
right.
know, if this was one of our manufacturers, they would have been like, send me a couple photos and we'll get you a new one out
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot easier. But
another advantage of shopping at Southern
yeah,
Armory.
Absolutely. That, and we have an idea, real good idea. Now, the other problem I have is he bought a trigger kit, and it's not a trigger kit that we carry. You know, he bought it, and there's other people that make the same trigger kit that does like the same thing. And I'm getting in there. I'm like, yeah, I like how the other one's constructed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really do, you know, because I can see the differences between them. And
yeah.
And this one is just, you know, I installed it, right? And now the upper doesn't want to close.
Right.
And I'm like, what is going on here? it only goes in one way.
Oh, right.
You know? So that's what I get to do today after the show. I get to go and call the manufacturer again.
Oh, congratulations.
I called and left a message, and then I called and left a message, and I still haven't heard anything back. And so today I'm just going to continue to call and call and
yeah.
call.
Well, and, again, that's why it's a good place to go and check
right.
out. So go to Southern Armory, obviously, for all your gun needs and firearms and
yep.
personal defense. But those Facebook pages, Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory, if you're looking for a build video, there's most likely one already there.
Yeah.
And if not, Aaron is really good about answering questions and
yep.
showing you.
Give you a little guidance.
That's great.
And,
yeah.
and you know, we're kind of subject to what we fix because it's got to come in the door,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah. So if we get an AR that comes in the door, and we've had ones that have come in where, you know, guys have put gas blocks on and are like, it's just not working right. And
right.
I get in there and I, you know, it's like, you know, we call it clocked, like think of a clock, face clock, and it should be like at 12,
mm-hmm.
right up and down, and it's at like 2 or 3.
Right.
Well, yeah, you're not getting any gas.
Yeah.
You just...
Yeah.
Torque it back over. And
what else happening out at Southern Armory?
So we did the live stream. That was the big one.
You're going to do one this week, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I pulled up some good articles. So we'll maybe touch on them today, but go more into detail
yeah.
Or later in the week.
Love to get Austin Peterson's thoughts on some of those stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Last night we had the gun bill for being allowed to carry on public transit. They sent out an alert that, hey, it's happening at, this is literally at like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. They say it's on the schedule for 8:20 this morning. And so it's Thursday, because remember where we record this during the week, because
mm-hmm.
Tony and I appreciate our Saturdays, and generally I'm at the shop. So
yeah, little shameless plug for me here. I, yeah. as you're hearing this, am setting up our Weekend Report live broadcast from the Westport Chalet from Lincoln Days. So as you're listening to this, it's Saturday afternoon, and at 5 o'clock, that's when Weekend Report starts with myself and Chris Arps, and we are doing our first ever live remote broadcast today from 5 to 7 at the Westport Chalet from Lincoln Days. Going to have a lot of great guests.
What's Lincoln Days?
Listen in if you can, or come out and see us. Lincoln Days is a big convention, essentially, Missouri GOP,
uh-huh.
and it rotates year by year from Kansas City to Jefferson City to St. Louis, and the three sort of rotate who gets to host Lincoln Days. And this
okay.
year, we have it. St. Louis has it. It's going to be at Westport, and Chris and I are going to be there. It's going to be all kinds of Missouri lawmakers, people that influence all the you know everything that happens here in the state, and we're going
to
be there. So just keep on listening. You got an hour break between Second Amendment Radio and Weekend Report. Go get a beverage or something, and join
back.
Yeah.
I might come out.
I might
leave the shop a little early on
Please
Saturday.
And that would be amazing.
Come see what's going on.
All right, we got to call Austin in like 2 minutes. Okay.
You can find Southern Armory. We're happy to help you, whether it's a buy, sell, trade, right? So if you're getting rid of a gun or you're looking for a new gun because you got your tax return, we're happy to either, if we have it in stock, obviously sell it to you. We're also happy to order it in, and we are happy to do special orders. We have gone to many a manufacturer for a customer and said, this customer wants your gun. None of the wholesalers carry it, and they go, yeah, because we sell direct to dealers. And it's like, great, set us up an account because we've got a guy that wants it. Mm-hmm. So we're happy
That's
to
awesome.
Do that. You can find us at 9901 Watson Road. That's 1 mile east of 270 and 44. Obviously, the socials, Southern Armory and Second Amendment Radio on the Facebook, and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
Mm-hmm. You were waiting for it.
He's starring today.
Yeah.
We're always waiting for it.
You're like, oh, here it is. And you can find us on the socials. But again, we're happy to help you. We're open 10 to 6 every day except Sunday, open noon to 6, and then Monday we're closed.
Yeah. So go out there and get all of your personal protection needs
Taken
care of.
Tasers.
Yeah.
Holsters.
It's not just guns. It's all that stuff. And, of course, the firearm simulator, which I think is super cool, is out there at Southern Armory as well.
And come out and ask for a demo. You know, we'll set you up and be in there for a little bit, and you can play with it. And if you want to, and we do parties. We've done bachelor parties and corporate parties. And
that's cool.
Boy Scouts and mom and sons are pretty popular.
Really? Yeah. That's cool.
We get that in there every once in a while, and it's like, huh, that's, man, I wish my mom was this cool.
You're right.
My mom was never this cool when I was that age.
That's awesome.
Not that my mom's not cool now.
Right.
I'm just saying that, you know.
Oh, I get it.
We never went shooting.
All right. We got to take a break, but don't go anywhere. We are just getting started. We are going to talk to our buddy Austin Peterson. Check in. He's got a brand new, I don't want to ruin it, but he's got a brand new endeavor that he's kicking off, and we're going to talk to him about that and check in with him, get his thoughts on all of these gun issues that are facing not only the state but the country. So you don't want to miss that. Austin Peterson joins us next on the weekend. I'm already jumping ahead on Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Very ominous.
I feel like I'm in a zombie movie with all this music today.
I feel like something's about to go down.
It is about to go down.
Well, it is about to go down. You're right.
Absolutely.
Dang.
We're calling them out.
I'm like, let's go. What are we doing? Whatever we're doing, let's go. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio.
Yeah,
let me give you. Yeah,
sure.
This is Aaron Tarlis, Southern Armory, with my partner Tony Colombo. He's always in studio. You know him from great shows like The Weekend Report and the DGS.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Chad Ellis, Annie Fry Show. Yeah, I forgot about that. I got to call in on that the other day and talk about bump stocks. We talked about that in a little bit. Yeah, it was kind of. I just got done flying, and I was in the car, and I turned on 97.1, and they're like, "Hey, we're going to talk about bump stocks," and I'm like, "Oh."
Yeah,
maybe I should call in.
Then I name dropped you.
Yeah, you did.
And then you called.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Dying.
It was perfect.
Anyway, I just totally lost what I was going to talk
Here,
about.
Here, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Welcome
fine.
Back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo, of course, with my partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Chad Ellis, our producer in studio as well. And as we just talked about, joining us on the phone, he makes his return to the St. Louis Airwaves and Second Amendment Radio, our good friend Austin Peterson. Austin, how are you?
Hey, doing good, guys. What's happening?
Not too much. Great to talk with you. You are in our nation's capital as we speak. Am I correct about that?
The District of Criminals, bro.
The District. I love it. I'm going to start using that.
Austin Peterson is a world traveler, and he joins us from our nation's capital. Great to talk with you. Before we get into talking about some of the stories and issues that I want to get your thoughts on, you have a brand new endeavor that you are taking on. I think it's super exciting. Could you tell us about your new program?
Yeah, so I guess I've had a lot of people in my life tell me I talk too much, so now I can go back and say, hey, look, I made it a career. But I just got my own brand new show 5 days a week in our state capital, Jefferson City.
Awesome.
So on my return to Missouri, I'm going to be moving from Kansas City to mid-Missouri to host my own political talk show in Jeff City, so it should be pretty exciting.
That's awesome. Is that the Eagle? Is that the station there?
It's a different station, so it's but it's still the same network. The Zimmers hired me to do a show on KWOS.
Very good.
So
what's the
you know, a lot
that?
Of fun, a lot of freedom fighting, and a lot of libertarian hijinks.
That's awesome. What is there a way that people in St. Louis, if they're not in Jeff City, is there a way to stream the show, or do we just need to come to the state capitol and listen? How do you know how people
no.
do that yet?
Nah, you just go to the they've got a news app. It's, if you just go to type in KWOS in your iTunes or in Android, Google Play, whatever you use to download them, just download the KWOS news app, and you'll be able to get me every day. Revolution Radio, man.
That's excellent. Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank
and,
you.
And I'll just say this. If you ever need a guest, there's a couple right here that are ready to go.
Hell yeah, man. Absolutely. It's going to take a big team to get our freedoms back, guys. And I know we got our Second Amendment freedoms are definitely at risk these days.
So anybody that remembers Austin from the 2016 Senate election here in the state of Missouri will remember that your number one issue was gun rights, Second Amendment rights. And we were talking earlier in the show when we were promoting this interview, Austin, we're talking about your issues with Facebook and your giveaways that got you kicked off for a little while. My partner, Aaron Tarlow, has recently been reinstated to Facebook after
it's been a few weeks now.
It's been a month or a couple months. But anyway, he was also booted off of Facebook for, listen to this, a meme that he posted during one of the Obama election
years. Yeah, it's like a five-year-old meme.
And it popped up because you know how Facebook will sometimes repost things and say, hey, 6 years ago today, remember you posted this? Well, they reposted the meme and then suspended him because it was reposted. Can you believe that?
I can't tell you how many times I've been banned from Facebook and Twitter and everything.
Yeah. But that is incredible that they reposted like a memory and then banned him for it. I mean, that's incredible.
And what I found out is this
is their standards have been changing, you know, over the last couple of years, ever since the Russia fiasco. You know, they were apparently some Russian agency paid $100,000 to post stupid boomer memes on Facebook. And so now everybody's freaking out. The Democrats have pushed a collusion narrative and, you know, the rest of us citizens get caught up in the crossfire. You know, it's like laws always get aimed at miscreants, right? These laws are to try and stop some bad behavior, but everybody gets caught up in the laws. You always get these innocent bystanders. Every time you create a new law, you're creating a new class of criminals. And, you know, we have a microcosm of that on social media. You know, they're not a government, but they act very much like a government. And, you know, now I honestly do feel like free speech is at risk because of the type of monopoly that these social media companies have. I'm not full blown Josh Hawley on the issue where he's like trying to legislate against them. But I do think that some of these social media agencies have real power that they exercise, and it's one that we should be cautious of.
Yeah. I agree. What do you think of the new class of criminals we're going to be making here at the end of March?
With the red flag laws?
No, the bump stock ban that's now been upheld. And Tony and I were talking about this earlier on Andy Fry's show. I don't mean to rehash too much. But,
no, you're good.
Tony's like, yeah, who cares about bump stocks?
Yeah, nobody cared about bump stocks until they tried to take them away from people.
And my opinion is yeah, you're right. It was not a thing
popular
at the store. You know, so it wasn't like you buy an AR, you get a bump stock. Because and we had them, and people would see them like, oh, that's cool, but I'm not going to pay $200-$400 for them. And then so they were just kind of an accessory that sat around. We sold maybe one a year, but nothing wild and crazy. And then when the Vegas shooting happened and they were talking about actively banning them, now all of a sudden people wanted them. But my opinion was, if you start banning accessories, right, because that's what this is, now all of a sudden we can ban bayonet lugs, we can ban flash hiders, we can ban threaded barrels, pistol grips, high-capacity magazines, because they're all just accessories. We're not going to take away your semi-automatic rifle.
Right.
We're just going to take away the things that make it so usable.
Are you afraid of that slippery slope happening, Austin?
Yeah, and I don't want to name some of these other products that essentially, perform the exact same function, but in a different way. But I will say that there are so many different options to perform the type of function. Bump firing is not an accessory. Bump firing is a tactic. It's a method, right? You can bump fire without any accessories whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I mean, what I think, from what I understand of this, I mean, Trump's never really liked guns anyway, so he's always been susceptible to some form of gun control. However, I think what it really was kind of a pat on the head, because whenever you get dead kids, you're going to have a politician with a law. So after the Parkland shooting last year, a lot of these politicians felt pressured to act. And I feel like the Republicans and the NRA and some of these gun institutions, they supported the bump stock ban because they knew that functionally it wouldn't change anything, because anybody who wanted to do this could do it in a different way, either with a different accessory or just using the method of bump firing. So I feel like that's what it was. But yes, it does have negative unintended consequences. But that's kind of how our conservative side works on part of things. You guys know I'm a philosophically a libertarian, you know, Republican Party guy. But the fact of the matter is that conservatives have always admitted that they're really just trying to lose the war for big government slowly. They're just trying to sort of stand athwart history and yelling stop. And that's an unfortunate side effect of conservatism, is that it unnecessarily leads to big government and leads to things like gun control, simply because of the way that their governing philosophy is, right? But I mean, as a libertarian philosophically, you know, I'm pushing a third way, which is less government. And sadly, you know, I think people have kind of forgotten that's what really is supposed to be. But you know what it boils down to, guys, is our willingness to accept danger. Like, how much danger are we allowed to engage in, right? Like, if we want to be perfectly safe, then yeah, you know, no guns anywhere, anytime, theoretically would make us more safe, because you wouldn't get shot by guns. And you'd probably get stabbed.
Yeah, but I would say you get stabbed or bludgeoned with a blunt object. Yeah.
Right, like in England, right? So, frankly, I'd rather be shot than stabbed. But people aren't willing to accept danger. It's like the whole psychology of, like, helicopter parenting. You know, like, every mom is going to show up to every town hall and push for a new regulation of the thing, if it saves just one life. But, I mean, the question is how many people have to die before you're willing to give up your guns? All of them. Frankly, everybody does. Like, every single person has to die before they take away my Second Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. Because if you do try and take it, that's really – if you try and abolish the Second Amendment, I mean, that's grounds to me for revolution. So mull and lob means mull and lob. Don't tread on me means don't tread on me. It means that no matter how many times you vote, you don't have a right to take away that Second Amendment right, because that's an individual right, and the individual rights should come before the absolute existence of the state, which is why they wrote in the Declaration, if, you know, the government becomes hostile to these ends, our individual liberty, then we have the right to alter or abolish the damn thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm sorry to move all the way from bump stocks to revolution, but
no,
you know, trying to get you to get where
and actually,
I'm from.
It's funny because you utilize that cough button. We have some people that have been actually talking to me on through, you know, the interwebs, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, man, you know, when are we just going to say basically what you said, Austin? Like, when are we just going to, you know, drop the ball and take the country back?
Yeah. Austin, I'm so glad that you brought up red flag laws. We on this show have been all over the red flag law issue. We have a close relationship with the Missouri Firearms Coalition. Our friend Alex Salzman is on the show from that organization very often, and we have been doing everything we can to educate people about these red flag laws and warn them that they may feel comfortable in a state like Missouri that has a Republican supermajority, that this kind of thing would never happen here. But red flag laws are a dangerous thing that unfortunately seems to be being supported by the NRA in very many places.
Absolutely.
Give us your thoughts on these. And anybody that doesn't know, a red flag law, the quickest way I can explain it,
risk protection
is
order.
Yeah, is if somebody puts an issue out on you that says that you are a danger to yourself or others because of your gun, all they have to do is make that report, and the police can come over and take that gun from you. And then instead of you proving that you're not a danger before your guns are taken away, you then now have to retroactively prove that you are not a danger to get your guns back, which is a joke.
The direct opposite of what we're used to in America. Yeah. You're innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
And now you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
So, Austin, your perspective on these red flag laws and what people need to do and know to make sure that this doesn't happen in our state.
Well, the big problem, unfortunately, is that Donald, on the federal level, Donald Trump's Attorney General, Bill Barr, he's actually for these kinds of red flag laws. And like you said, the NRA.
The NRA? You know,
NRA, as well as like people like Marco Rubio and others. So, you know, we've got problems on our side of the aisle over here on this gun issue. But what we're really talking about, again, is due process. You know, not just the political aspect, but the policy aspect of it. Policy aspect here is due process. I mean, just from a logical perspective, not that, you know, a lot of these people have access to that tool, but from a logical perspective, you know, if you're too dangerous to own guns, why are we allowing you out on the streets? Like, why are you allowed to be free? Sure, you know, the whole idea, if you can't exercise an individual right and you're a danger to society or to others, you know, why aren't you being arrested and charged with a crime? I mean, isn't that really what it is? I mean, what kind of behavior does somebody need to display that would indicate it, right? So some people might say, well, he made a threat on social media. Okay, well, I think that's enough to warrant a visit from the police. But until somebody actually commits a crime and is put through due process, you can't take away an individual right. In theory, that's how it's supposed to work. But I think a lot of it is happening. What we're doing is we're redefining due process.
Yes, we are.
And but due process for other rights is actually being expanded. Like we're contracting due process when it comes to our Second Amendment, unfortunately, but we're expanding in other areas. I mean, the Supreme Court, for example, used the Eighth Amendment, incorporated the Eighth Amendment into the states recently, which is the excessive takings clause, right? Essentially, that, you know, the states can't impose excessive fines or, you know, take your property if it's not directly related to the commission of a crime. And that's a due process question. But when it comes to our Second Amendment rights, we're narrowing that definition. So I think we lack a lot of historical and constitutional knowledge to be able to embolden people to defend our rights appropriately. But I also think that there really is just for lack of a better word, and I don't know if I can say this on radio, you might have to bleep it, but I would call it the pussification of our country.
That'd be the second bleep of the day. Unfortunately, he's right. But yeah. I think you're good there, Austin. Okay. Go ahead.
I think it's a moral weakness of our culture. And part of it has to do with, I think, the strength of our economy and the fact that we are becoming such a wealthy nation. Is that people feel they don't feel the need to defend themselves in so many ways. They feel they have a veneer of safety because, you know, the government's job is to protect our safety, everybody thinks. That's what people think the government's job is.
Yeah.
Right. That's what people believe. And so these good times are creating soft men, and soft men will create bad times if we don't always have a vanguard of patriots who are saying, hey, listen, just like what Ronald Reagan said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Mm-hmm. So because people are too weak to put up with the danger that is involved with freedom, we lose our freedom because grandstanding politicians who are, you know, they're going to be out of office in 10 years, so they don't care what kind of laws they're going to pass now. They just want to get reelected as long as they can. You know, that's kind of the tyranny of democracy. But I'm actually sort of optimistic because of the way that the Supreme Court has been ruling recently. Even some of the decisions that have been made by people like Sotomayor have been in concurrence with Justice Gorsuch on some of these civil libertarian issues, pushing back on law enforcement, pushing back on the authorities, on federal authorities, and pushing back on, you know, on like civil asset forfeiture and things like this. So in the moment, while we're seeing some abrogations of our Second Amendment rights, I think if we're going to ultimately push back on those, it's probably going to happen in the Supreme Court when they start to hear more decisions. And if a bump stock ban were to make it to the Supreme Court in a lawsuit for whatever reason, I'm actually sort of confident that the Supreme Court would probably rule that we've already decided on this. This is a Second Amendment issue and it should go back to the states. So you're just going to have to wait 10 more years, and you know, then your bump stocks will go way down in value because they'll be available again.
That is Austin Peterson. We are unfortunately out of time. Right. I know it's always this way with Austin. I wish we had more time. We'll have to have you back on again real soon. I will always give a voice to a strong libertarian. I love to talk to the freedom fighters, as we like to say. Austin, don't forget brand new radio show. Show in Jeff City, KWOS. That is 950 AM and 104.5 FM in yep. Jeff City, the KWOS app. You can download that so you can stream the show if you're not in the state's capital. Austin, what about personal social media when you're not kicked off of Facebook or Twitter or that kind of stuff? How can people follow you?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on today, guys. Appreciate the convo. It's just AP4Liberty, AP, the number four. Hit me up at AP for Liberty if you want to send me a message or get more information about the show. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, you bet, Austin. Bye. Looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Bye.
Yep, you bet. All right, got to take a break. I know you
got
had more.
I got it right here. We'll just go to the next segment and we'll
I know
get
you
it in.
Had more, but that's how it goes. We're okay. running out of time.
I know. All we right. need 2 hours.
I know. We do need 2 hours, but we got more time in this show, so we'll talk about you have a story there?
It's a citation.
Okay.
To prove what Austin was talking about, but it's good.
I love it. All right.
Take us into break, Mr. Producer.
Take us into break, and we'll talk about that next. Don't go anywhere. It's Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Back. Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here. My partner Aaron Tarlow there, the owner of Southern Armory. Our good producer, Chad Ellis, in the room as well. Great talk there with Austin Peterson.
I agree.
If you missed it or you want to hear it again, don't forget you can always download the podcast of this fine program
Correct.
On our website, 971talk.com. Just click on podcasts or download the radio.com app. It's absolutely free and it's super cool. You can stream the radio station live from that app and you have access to all the podcasts from all the shows here on the station. And it, again, is all free. So
and
take
I
Second
post,
Amendment Radio with you everywhere.
And
I
post the links up for the podcast, too.
Ah, very good.
During the week.
That's
so
right.
You'll be able to click on it and find it and, mm-hmm. you know, save the link.
Southern Armory and Second Amendment Radio
Absolutely.
Facebook pages. Two great places to be as well. So we just had that great discussion with Austin Peterson, and you had a follow-up.
Bam. So Austin had said, you know, the people are under the illusion that the government is here to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much why I carry a gun. And there was another host on 97.1 years ago. You might know her. Okay, her name is Dana Lash.
I've heard of her.
Right, you heard of her? Yeah, I mean, might be somewhat popular. But Dana met several times, you know, at SHOT Show and NRA convention and stuff. And but anyway, she had brought up a case, and I'd never heard of it. It's called Castle Rock versus Gonzalez. And I'll just read this real quick. It's just, you know, it's super short. But and I'll put this on our Facebook page, both Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory, and maybe I'll talk about it a little bit this week during our midweek update, which is taking place on Tuesdays at 5. Eventually, we'll move it to Wednesdays at 5, but right now we're doing Tuesdays because it kind of fits. It's about midweek.
Yeah, make sure you check that out.
Yeah, it's an hour or so, and I figure we get a lot of people interacting with it. We'll have a great discussion, and maybe we'll move the times, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a little later so people getting off work can join us. But
like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm still in the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Castle Rock versus Gonzalez, 543 U.S., 748, right? If you really care, you can Google that in there, but I'll throw the wiki up. Case from 2005 in which the United States Supreme Court ruled in a 7-2 decision that a town and its police department could not be sued for failing to enforce a restraining order, which led to the murder of a woman's three children by her estranged husband.
Mm.
Okay, mm-hmm. So so that's just basically the quick synopsis. Basically, she had a restraining order,
mm-hmm.
and she had called the police, tell them, "Hey, he's basically going to come here and kill everybody," and the police failed to act.
Yeah,
so she sued, obviously the city, right, for failure to enforce it, and basically that ruling means that the police are under no obligation to protect you. So I got news for you. For those of you that thought, well, I'll just call the police.
I thought it was to serve and protect.
It is. I mean, that's what I thought.
Right.
You know, but it is. It's not. It's. And I'm sure I've got cops that heads are exploding right now.
Right.
But you guys are literally under no obligation. As far as the courts are
At
concerned.
At least as far as that ruling is
yeah,
concerned.
Yeah, you guys are under no obligation to essentially protect the general public, even though there's a restraining an order in place to do
well,
so.
Well, who is supposed to uphold the law?
You are your own first responder.
Huh.
That's the way I see it, right? That's why I carry a gun and I carry, you know, a tourniquet and I carry, you know, some quick clot and some other stuff. when I go out on like a wintery,
well, fortunately,
horrible
I think
day.
A lot of police officers, you know, are going to
right.
do that
they're,
for you.
They're getting a lot of they're good. Getting into that business for a reason.
But yeah, yeah. But to your point, the courts have not seen it that way.
Yeah, they don't see it that way. They cannot. You, they.
It's
you,
unbelievable.
The city, the police department cannot be held responsible for this. So, you know, like what I tell you is like, you know, you look at like, you know, 44, right, when we had all that snow and ice and it literally got shut down an entire road and it was backed up for miles.
Mm-hmm.
And 70 had that million car pileup in which some people died and other people were critically injured and it took forever to get first responders
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to tell you, it's John Wayne time.
Did you say that you had an update from Alex on any of the bills happening in Jeff City?
I do.
Pull that up while I remind people that we are going to be live the weekend report here in just a little bit more than an hour, 5 to 7 tonight. We are going to be at Lincoln Days at the Westport Chalet. Come out and join us, or if you can't come out and join us, just make sure you are listening because we are going to get face-to-face with a lot of these Missouri lawmakers, and Chris Arps and I are going to talk to them about many of the issues facing the state and definitely bring up some of these gun issues,
right.
ones that they have ignored, like the...
Are you looking for the removal of gun-free zones?
Yeah, the gun-free zone, yeah.
Yeah.
The gun-free zone bill that has just been absolutely ignored. The red flag laws that we just touched on again with Austin Peterson.
We're going to be talking about gun-free zones this week
yeah.
on the live stream.
So, yeah, so I'm going to get, we're going to get, you know, some answers directly from some of these Missouri lawmakers on why they aren't pursuing some bills and
right.
and what bills they are pursuing, what directions are they going with them. So make sure you keep it here on FM News Talk 97.1 from 5 to 7 today for that. But yeah, go ahead.
In short, we had there was a gun-free zone bill that we're going to basically repeal all the gun-free zones in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the private property one, they were going to leave alone, so you could still, if you were a church or, you know, a bar or restaurant or whatever, you could still say we don't want guns here, but we were not going to have any specifically cited places is basically what it came down to outside of the owners of the properties that wanted to remain gun free, which is fine. That's their right. Right. Mm-hmm. Private property rights. Mm-hmm. I'm all about it. So they essentially killed that bill. They're not going to hear it. But they were willing to take up the bill on the public transit. For those of you who are like, great, I can take, you know, the Metrolink train or the Bi-State bus to the Cards game or the Blues game. I got news for you. You still can't carry in those places because it's a stadium over 5,000 people. This would also include your convention center, even though the Rams don't play there anymore. I think we discussed that
mm-hmm.
last week. But for those that commute, you know, into the city using Bi-State or Metrolink, they would be able to carry a handgun concealed. Go to work or come downtown to do whatever they needed to do. They had the hearing this morning. Mind you, this is recorded on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually going to go out for it, and then it started sleeting and icing, and I'm like, yeah, you know, there's no way I can get there and back. So we were talking about I'll just do a live from the Capitol, you know,
yeah.
calling with you guys, and then I was like, ice, sleet, snow.
Yeah, ice is bad.
Yeah, No, I'm not going to go. It's not, you know, it's, I'm not saying it's not worth it, but the personal risk was
right.
was pretty high.
Yeah.
And you get
stuck in on the way to Jeff City.
Oh yeah,
it's like a 2-lane highway, and if there's a wreck in the light and
hours.
It's closed, you are stuck for hours.
Absolutely
yeah.
hours.
So
this was just a hearing to get it out of committee, they're going to have a vote actually next week. So they were just hearing sides on it this week.
Okay.
They're going to vote on it next week.
This is the gun-free zone?
This is the public transit bill.
Public transit.
And so what we need you guys to do out in Radio Land and in our socials, and we're going to put this out there too, is to call the committee members and ask them to support the pro-gun legislation, and it's Senate Bill SB, okay, mm-hmm. 121, okay? SB 121.
Support SB 121.
And there is, looks like 1, 2, 3, 4.
This would be,
five,
this
six,
would then
seven.
Give you the right to carry on public transit.
Public transit. And there's 7 people you can call, and I have all their phone numbers. It would take me too long to list them. We don't have the airtime.
But you're going to post them.
I'm going to post them.
Yeah.
So right now at 3:40-ish, 3:50-ish, you can get on definitely by 4 o'clock on our socials. It will be posted. I will remind you again this week. On our midweek stream on Tuesday, and I'll post them in there too. Make sure you share that with your friends. okay? Because it's important that you guys start calling, and we need to make sure that this bill at least gets through. It is, kind of like what Austin was saying, the conservative model is we just kind of stand in front of them and slow them down a little bit. And then I heard somebody else say, well, the problem with liberals, I mean, it's our problem, but the reason liberals are so successful is because they take an inch and they never give it back. Mm-hmm. And then they take another inch and they never give it back. Was that you on the Annie Fry? Who are you with?
On Annie's show, on the Dave Glover show?
No, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was like St. George or something.
St. John the Philosopher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was you and him. Gabe, we're talking. Yeah, Gabe, we're talking about that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, they're right. I mean, it never occurred to me. I just thought they just never negotiated, but they always negotiate and take an inch and then never give it back.
They never give it back.
If we get this bill passed, we're getting an inch. The way I'm seeing it, we're getting an inch back.
Yeah.
And then...
We're
never going to give it back. And then what we do is next session, we go and we call and we rally our current senators and representatives on the state level. And then next year, we make sure that the gun-free zone point, maybe just one or two more gun-free zones back, gets passed. And maybe we're not going to get the whole kick and caboodle right away like we want. But... we'll take it piece by piece.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
Yeah.
Personally. And I don't ride Metrolink and I don't ride the bi-state buses because I feel they're dangerous.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's one of the reasons that a lot of people don't ride them is because they don't feel safe on them.
Right.
I used to ride Metrolink.
Really?
I used to drive down to, I would maybe park at Union Station. Like if I was going to a Cardinal game and I didn't want to deal with all the mess by the stadium, I might drive down to Union Station where I know I could park.
And ride it up one or two.
And then jump on the Metrolink and go a couple. And my kids would love getting on the train.
Yeah, short distance.
It was a fun part of the process.
Yeah.
No way I'm doing that now.
And it's funny you mentioned that, because my wife and I would park at Union Station too and walk up to a Blues game, mm-hmm. or we'd park there and walk to a Cardinals game, but we didn't mind walking.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got to the point where, we had that Navy vet, I think it was a Navy vet, get shot,
mm-hmm.
coming from a game, and we had somebody else, get shot at the platform in front of Bush.
Yeah.
My wife and I were like, man, downtown's just getting dangerous. And I remember we went to a Blues game. We parked at, the old powerhouse, and at Union Station. We walked down and I left my gun in the car, but I carried my pepper spray, and they weren't going to let us into the facility with my pepper spray. And so I played the dumb fireman card, and they're like, oh, okay, you can carry it in here.
Nice.
And so I got to carry it in. They're like, but don't do it again. And I was like, all right, I won't do it again. But, you can't even carry pepper spray there, or let alone a knife, and it was just like, it was just a frightening thing to be downtown.
So make sure that you go and you check the Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory Facebook pages after the show so you can get the details on that bill, and you can get the names and numbers and different ways that you can voice your opinion and try to make sure that these lawmakers pass that bill. And again, be listening from 5 to 7 today as I will be out live with Chris Arps, and hopefully Aaron is able to stop by at Westport. Back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here, my partner Aaron Tarlow there, the owner of Southern Armory, our good producer Chad Ellis in the room as well. Great talk there with Austin Peterson.
I agree.
If you missed it or you want to hear it again, don't forget you can always download the podcast of this fine program
Correct.
On our website, 971talk.com. Just click on podcasts or download the radio.com app. It's absolutely free and it's super cool. You can stream the radio station live from that app and you have access to all the podcasts from all the shows here on the station. And it, again, is all free. So, Second Amendment Radio with you everywhere.
And I post the links up for the podcast too.
Ah, very good.
During the week.
That's
so
right.
You'll be able to click on it and find it and save the link.
Southern Armory and Second Amendment Radio Facebook
Absolutely.
Pages, two great places to be as well. So, we just had that great discussion with Austin Peterson, and you had a follow up.
Bam. So, Austin had said, the people are under the illusion that the government is here to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much why I carry a gun. And there was another host on 97.1 years ago. You might know her. Okay. Her name is Dana Lash.
I've heard of her.
Right, you heard of her? Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, might be somewhat popular. But Dana met several times, SHOT Show and NRA convention and stuff. And But anyway, she had brought up a case, and I had never heard of it. It's called Castle Rock versus Gonzalez. And I'll just read this real quick. It's just, you know, it's super short. But and I'll put this on our Facebook page, both Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory, and maybe I'll talk about it a little bit this week during our midweek update, which is taking place on Tuesdays at 5. Eventually, we'll move it to Wednesdays at 5, but right now we're doing Tuesdays because it kind of fits. It's about midweek.
Yeah, make sure you check that out.
Yeah, it's an hour or so, and I figure we get a lot of people interacting with it. We'll have a great discussion, and maybe we'll move the times, you know, maybe a little later so people getting off work can join us. But
like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm still in the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Castle Rock versus Gonzalez, 543 U.S., 748, right? If you really care, you can Google that in there, but I'll throw the wiki up. Case from 2005 in which the United States Supreme Court ruled in a 7-2 decision that a town and its police department could not be sued for failing to enforce a restraining order, which led to the murder of a woman's three children by her estranged husband.
Mm.
Okay, so that's just basically the quick synopsis. Basically, she had a restraining order, and she had called the police to tell them, "Hey, he's basically going to come here and kill everybody," and the police failed to act.
Yeah,
so she sued, obviously the city, right, for failure to enforce it, and basically that ruling means that the police are under no obligation to protect you. So I got news for you. For those of you that thought, well, I'll just call the police.
I thought it was to serve and protect.
It is. I mean, that's what I thought.
Right.
You know, but it is. It's not. It's. And I'm sure I've got cops that heads are exploding right now.
Right.
But you guys are literally under no obligation. As far as the courts are concerned.
At least as far as that ruling is concerned.
Yeah, you guys are under no obligation to essentially protect the general public, even though there's a restraining order in place to do
so. Well, who is supposed to uphold the law?
You are your own first responder.
Huh.
That's the way I see it, right? That's why I carry a gun, and I carry, you know, a tourniquet, and I carry, you know, some quick clot and some other stuff when I go out on, like, a wintery,
well, fortunately,
horrible
I think
day.
A lot of police officers, you know, are going to
right.
do that
they're,
for you.
They're getting into that business for a reason.
But, but to your point, the courts have not seen it that way.
Yeah, they don't see it that way. They cannot.
It's unbelievable.
The city, the police department cannot be held responsible for this. So, you know, like what I tell you is, like, you know, you look at, like, you know, 44, right, when we had all that snow and ice and it literally got shut down an entire road and it was backed up for miles.
Mm-hmm.
And 70 had that million car pileup in which some people died and other people were critically injured and it took forever to get first responders there.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to tell you, it's John Wayne time.
Did you say that you had an update from Alex on any of the bills happening in Jeff City?
I do.
Pull that up while I remind people that we are going to be live the weekend report here in just a little bit more than an hour, 5 to 7 tonight. We are going to be at Lincoln Days at the Westport Chalet. Come out and join us, or if you can't come out and join us, just make sure you are listening because we are going to get face-to-face with a lot of these Missouri lawmakers, and Chris Arps and I are going to talk to them about many of the issues facing the state and definitely bring up some of these gun issues,
right?
Ones that they have ignored, like the...
You're looking for the removal of gun-free zones?
Yeah, the gun-free zone, yeah.
Yeah.
The gun-free zone bill that has just been absolutely ignored. The red flag laws that we just touched on again with Austin Peterson.
We're going to be talking about gun-free zones this week on the live stream.
So, we're going to get, you know, some answers directly from some of these Missouri lawmakers on why they aren't pursuing some bills and what bills they are pursuing, what directions are they going with them. So make sure you keep it here on FM News Talk 97.1 from 5 to 7 today for that. But yeah,
in short, there was a gun-free zone bill that we're going to basically repeal all the gun-free zones in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the private property one, they were going to leave alone. So you could still, if you were a church or, you know, a bar or restaurant or whatever, you could still say we don't want guns here, but we were not going to have any specifically cited places is basically what it came down to, outside of the owners of the properties that wanted to remain gun free, which is fine. That's their right, right? Mm-hmm. Private property rights. Mm-hmm. I'm all about it. So they essentially killed that bill. They're not going to hear it. But they were willing to take up the bill on the public transit. For those of you who are like, great, I can take, you know, the Metrolink train or the Bi-State bus to the cards game or the blues game, I got news for you. You still can't carry in those places. Because it's a stadium over 5,000 people, this would also include your convention center, even though the Rams don't play there anymore. I think we discussed that last week. But for those that commute, you know, into the city using Bi-State or Metrolink, they would be able to carry a handgun concealed and go to work or come downtown to do whatever they needed to do. They had the hearing this morning. Mind you, this is recorded on a Thursday. So I was actually going to go out for it, and then it started sleeting and icing, and I'm like, yeah, you know, there's no way I can get there and back. So we were talking about, I'll just do a live from the Capitol, you know, calling with you guys. And then I was like, ice, sleet, snow.
Yeah, ice is bad.
Yeah, I'm not going to go. Yeah. It's not, you know, I'm not saying it's not worth it, but the personal risk was pretty high.
Yeah.
And you
get stuck on the way to Jeff City.
Oh, yeah.
It's people like a two-lane highway, and if there's a wreck and the light and hours. It's closed, you are stuck for hours.
Absolutely hours.
So
this was just a hearing to get it out of committee, and so they're going to have a vote actually next week. So they were just hearing sides on it this week.
Okay.
They're going to vote on it next week.
This is the gun-free zone?
This is the public transit bill.
Oh, public transit.
And so what we need you guys to do out in Radio Land and in our socials, and we're going to put this out there too, is to call the committee members and ask them to support the pro-gun legislation, and it's Senate Bill SB, 121. Okay. SB 121.
Support SB 121.
And there is, looks like 1, 2, 3, 4.
This would be
five,
this
six,
would then
seven.
Give you the right to carry on public transit.
Public transit, and there's 7 people you can call, and I have all their phone numbers. It would take me too long to list them. We don't have the airtime.
But you're gonna post them.
I'm gonna post them.
Yeah.
So right now at 3:40-ish, 3:50-ish, you can get on definitely by 4 o'clock on our socials. It will be posted. I will remind you again this week. On our midweek stream on Tuesday, and I'll post them in there too. Make sure you share that with your friends, okay? Because it's important that you guys start calling, and we need to make sure that this bill at least gets through. It is, you know, kind of like what Austin was saying, you know, the conservative model is we just kind of stand in front of them and slow them down a little bit. And then I heard somebody else say, well, the problem with it's our problem, but the reason liberals are so successful is because they take an inch and they never give it back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take another inch and they never give it back. Was that you on the Annie Fry? Who are you with?
On Annie's show, on the Dave Glover show.
No, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was like St. George or something.
We have definitely St. John the Philosopher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was you and him.
Gabe.
We're talking. Yeah, Gabe, we're talking about that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, they're right. I mean, it never occurred to me. I just thought they just never negotiated, but they always negotiate and take an inch and then never give it back.
They never give it back.
If we get this bill passed, we're getting an inch. The way I'm seeing it, we're getting an inch back.
Yeah.
And then...
And we're
never
giving it back.
We're never going to give it back. And then what we do is next session, you know, we go and we call and we rally our current senators and representatives on the state level. And then next year, we make sure that the gun-free zone pulling maybe just one or two more gun-free zones back gets passed. And maybe we're not going to get the whole kick and caboodle right away like we want. But... You know, we'll take it piece by piece.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
Yeah.
You know, personally. You know, and I don't ride Metrolink and I don't ride the Bi-State buses because I feel they're dangerous.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's one of the reasons that a lot of people don't ride them is because they don't feel safe on them.
Right.
I used to ride Metrolink.
Really?
I used to drive down to, I would maybe park at Union Station. Like if I was going to a Cardinal game and I didn't want to deal with all the mess by the stadium, I might drive down to Union Station where I know I could park.
And ride it up
then,
one or two.
And then jump on the Metrolink and go a couple. And my kids would love getting on the train.
Yeah, short
distance.
It was
a fun part of the process.
Yeah.
No way I'm doing that now.
And it's funny you mention that. Because my wife and I would park at Union Station too and walk up to a Blues game or we'd park there and you know, walk to a Cardinals game. But we didn't mind walking.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got to the point where, you know, we had that Navy vet. It was a Navy vet get shot coming from a game. And we had somebody else, you know, get shot at the platform in front of Bush.
Yeah.
My wife and I were like, man, downtown's just getting dangerous. And I remember we went to a Blues game. We parked at, you know, the old powerhouse, you know, and at Union Station. We walked down and you know, I left my gun in the car, but I carried my pepper spray, and they weren't going to let us into the facility with my pepper spray. And so I I played the fireman, dumb fireman card, and they're like, oh, okay, you can carry it in here.
Nice,
and,
nice.
And so I got to carry it in. Like, but don't do it again. And I was like, all right, you know, I won't do it again. But, you know, I mean, that's, you know, you can't even carry pepper spray there, yeah, or let alone a knife, you know, and it was just like, it was just a frightening thing to be downtown.
So make sure that you go and you check the Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory Facebook pages after the show so you can get the details on that bill, and you can get the names and numbers and different ways that you can voice your opinion and try to make sure that these lawmakers pass that bill. And again, be listening from 5 to 7 today as I will be out live with Chris Arps, and hopefully Aaron is able to stop by at Westport Plaza, the Westport Chalet, for Lincoln Days, where we're going to be sitting down and talking to a lot of these.
What is the dress code for that?
Whatever you'd like.
Oh, okay. So it's not a... Okay.
No, you're good. So, all right, we got to go, but make sure you check out those Facebook pages. Look for that midweek live stream from Aaron. I'll try to pop in there as well. And we will see you next Saturday at 3 o'clock for our producer, Chad Ellis, my partner, Aaron Tarlow. I am Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.